Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Aquarian Mind podcast. Today's podcast episode number 316. I'm your host, Jamel Crothers. It's Mondays with Mello. And today, the topic is money is not happiness. Because this is at a point where I really need to talk about this, and for good reason. And the one thing famous people always say is money is not happiness. And it's sad that some people think money solves all of your problems. It honestly provides financial stability, but not true happiness within you. You still have the same problems as anyone else, and the same stresses of life. It's why I'm no longer caught up in money. I look at so many stories of just athletes, actors, actresses, and so many of them say the money is good, but it doesn't complete me. It doesn't make me happy. Like Jim Carrey always says, I wish people could switch places with me just so they can see and realize that money is not everything. There are too many times where I'll watch interviews of former NBA players, or even sometimes current NBA players, who talk about the struggles of being an athlete and, having notoriety and fame and people knowing who you are and the stresses of playing basketball. And the thing that annoys me like there's no tomorrow are people who go on the comment section of YouTube videos or Instagram or TikTok and say, well, you make millions of dollars. What is there to complain about? And in my head, I'm like, you don't realize that they have the same problems that we do. It's just people are more in their pockets. Another video I saw, Chicago Bulls shooting guard Zach LaVine. And he's worked his butt off to get to where he is. And he has had, a few injuries, along the way within the past few years with his knee. And he said, as soon as he signed his contract extension, he was getting phone calls from family members and friends saying, hey, Zach, let me borrow $10,000. Hey, Zach, can you lend me this money? Lend me that. And he's had to say no to a lot of people that he's close to or cares about. And it's like, oh, it's nothing to you. You'll make all that money back. That's not the point, and that's not the concept. It's he's worked his butt off to get to this point, and he doesn't feel obligated to give you his hard-earned money, right? So this is partly why I say it's why I'm no longer caught up in just money for myself. And I have found happiness in my passions, working out, being around good people, being to myself a lot of times, and creating all of the content that I do. And when I achieve the financial freedom and success, the money will just be an added component to my life. I don't want it to be my life, because chasing money will do nothing for me. And in my younger days, I did chase the money and I did do all of these things that I thought would get me to where I wanted to be, but that wasn't reality for me. And my happiness comes from within and digging deep into myself. And it's taken me a long time to realize that even if I make it financially, buy a house, get the car I want, it's not really going to fulfill me. Society and culture had me thinking in my 20s that money will bring my happiness and comfort within my soul. Then I started to see what was being shown to me, and then I changed course. I started immersing myself in people who are entrepreneurs but not flashy. They aren't flossing what they have, they're talking about the journey. When they started speaking on how their money doesn't complete them, it made me feel better about myself. And when I'm done with my journey of, writing and creating, I want to be remembered for impacting others, not really being fixated and focused on the money aspect of things. And for me, it's about loving the journey and the process of my happiness. And every day is a new opportunity to, pretty much grow and learn about myself. And I'm learning more about myself the more I spend time by myself. And I do well for myself, you know, with my full-time job. And in 7 years, I have seen my salary go up and up and up, and like not in these like little chunks. I've seen it significantly go up within the past few years, which is a beautiful thing. But my goal isn't to be in corporate America forever. And it is to be able to create the content that I do and even do more than what I've already done in these past few years. And I'm quite sure everyone either knows someone or has known someone who is engulfed and entrenched in a career that makes them a ton of money, but they're not happy. So they live in this big old home or this big condo, or they have all these nice cars, but internally, they're not really happy inside. So when you start looking at the celebrities who floss what they have, are they internally happy within themselves? Maybe not. There's a lot of insecurities within them. I can say that, because that's just human nature, and that's just human psychology. It's not even just me just saying it just to say it. It's studies done where people who are constantly flossing themselves and constantly showing all the things that they have materialistically, it shows that they really don't have much else going for them. If you take all of those things away, what do they have? Not much. If you ask people who they really are without the names, the titles, and the labels, who are they? Most people don't really know, because they have labels tied to their family. They have labels tied to what they do in their lives as far as their careers. But once you take all that away and you sit them alone in a room and you say, figure out who you are as a person and as a human being, they wouldn't be able to. And that's a lot of people in this world. And it's not just the people who have tons of money. There's just people in general who are just living and surviving, and that's it. They don't really know who they truly are. And I'm telling you, I know plenty of people who don't really know who they really are as human beings. So when I say that money is really not happiness, it's really not. it's a great component to have. You know, money is a good component to have because it allows you the flexibility and freedom to do whatever you want and to live the life that you would like to live. And for me, I used to be caught up in the big houses and in the flashy cars. But as I got older, I started going, no, in this place of the world right now, would never buy a home. That's one. Two, the car market is ridiculously out of control because of all the other things that are going on in the world as far as building cars, car parts, this, that, right? So having the flashy car, would I rent a nice flashy car just to drive it, just to see what it's like? Yeah, why not? I'd do that. But to say I want a Lamborghini, no, it's not going to do anything for me. It's just going to draw the wrong attention. And I don't want to be known as the guy who's flashy. I want to be known as the guy who motivates and inspires you to be the best version of yourself, or, you know, pushes you to, you know, chase after that career that you've always wanted to do or that passion that you've wanted to do. I'm more of wanting to be very simple. I have watches that I've bought from Amazon for like $30 and I've gotten compliments on them. And I'm just like, if you only knew where I got it from, right? The most I've ever spent on a watch is like $135. And that was because I was in Los Angeles. It was my first time there. I was in a Fossil store and I loved the watch. And believe it or not, I still have that watch to this day. I don't really wear it as much anymore, but I still have it. And it was just one of those memorable things to buy. I was in walking the Hollywood Walk of Fame area. And, you know, this was pre-pandemic, just to let you guys know, when there were a ton of stores and they were open and it was like this like mall area. And I was like, oh, Fossil store. And I walked in and, you know, tried on like that watch. And I was like, okay, I want it. And I bought it. Right. And, you know, I'm on vacation, you know, and that's why I bought it, because I wanted a new watch. I wanted something nice to wear. And, you know, it was cool. Right. But I'm not immersed in wearing you know, these top watch brands or anything like that. These watches all tell time the same way. As Chad Ochocinco says, why do I need to buy something flashy to prove to somebody that I have it? I'm okay with what I have. And that's the beauty of life. When you understand that money is not going to complete you, it's just a small chunk of what your life will be and how you will live. Now, the reason why I want to do well for myself is because I want to give back, and I want to do it in a way where it's very good and it's very productive. Not just signing a check and giving money to an organization, but more of doing back to school drives, you know, for kids, and, you know, buying clothes for homeless people, and, you know, buying food and having, you know, feasts and things like that. That's really why I want to do so well. Another reason why I want to do well is because I want to travel, and I do like to travel, and I've been to a few different places, and I want to experience life. Now, don't get me wrong, I do want to experience that with someone special in my life. So don't think I'm traveling alone. That's not the goal. But my point is don't get fixated on thinking money is happiness. Money is going to, you know, the more money you have, the more problems you end up having too. As the notorious B.I.G. says, more money, more problems. And there's truth to that. I mean, I've seen it, you know, with people. Let's make sure that we're, you know, utilizing our resources and our opportunities, you know, to do well for ourselves and to live comfortably, but to also give back to others and inspire others to live the life that you're currently living. I want to be more like, very simple, like Gary Vaynerchuk, Eric Thomas, where you don't know what kind of homes they have. You don't know what kind of cars they drive. Well, Gary Vaynerchuk has his own driver. Eric Thomas has a beautiful home off of a San Diego beach, and you don't even know where he lives. Why? Because you've never seen a picture of his home, right? That's who I kind of want to follow in those footsteps, not be them completely, but more of kind of follow their footprint in there and what they're instilling and how they're doing things. I never want to be like Floyd Mayweather, who needs to flash everything that he has. Anyway, I'm going to leave it at that. That's my podcast for today. TheAquariumMindPodcast.com is the website. So if you like to listen to, you know, a few pods from like earlier this year, you'll be able to find it a lot easier on my website rather than scrolling on the other platforms. All right, everyone, stay tuned. Wednesday, motivation and inspiration is coming up. Book Insight Friday is going to be a good one this week too. Be good, everyone, and go accomplish your goals.